It is nearly sundown when we return to Spence, laden with parcels from the fair. Mr. Miller's men are quitting for the day. Dirty and damp with sweat, they load their tools onto a wagon and wash up in the buckets of water the scullery maid has left for them. Bridget offers them cool lemonade and they drink it in greedy gulps. Mrs. Nightwing inspects the day's work with the foreman.
"Oi, Mr. Miller, sir," one of the men calls. "That old stone in the ground, it's broke clean in two."
Mr. Miller squats down to have a look.
"Aye,"
he says, brushing his dirty hands against his strong thighs.
"Can't say how it happened, though, thick and tough as it is."
He turns to Nightwing.
"It ain't but an eyesore, missus. Should we take it out?"
"Very well," Mrs. Nightwing says, dismissing them with a wave of her hand. The men grab shovels and picks and plunge them into the sodden earth around the stone. I hold my breath, wondering if the secret door will be revealed or if their effort shall affect our ability to enter. But there's little I can do about it except hope. The men pry the pieces of stone loose and deposit them into the wagon.
"Might fetch a price somewhere,"
Miller muses. Mother Elena staggers toward us from the woods.
"You mustn't do this,"
she cries, and I realize she's been hiding and watching. It gives me a shiver, though I can't say why exactly. Mother Elena is mad. She's always saying strange things. It's gotten to a few of the men as well. They stop digging.
"Back to it, mates,"
Mr. Miller shouts.
"And you, Gypsy, we've had enough of your mumbo-jumbo."
"Off you go, Mother,"
Bridget says, starting toward the old woman. But Mother Elena doesn't wait. She backs away.
"Two ways,"
she mutters.
"Two ways. You'll bring the curse on us all."